when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you precious Blood River Radio family out there, all of you listeners, especially the supporters. And you are listening to Blood River Radio. That's right. We are syndicated nationally with Liberty News Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Fellow by the name of Winston Smith gave me that name some time ago when I used to be with TPC, and it stuck. And by the way, folks, today is the first Saturday back from New York for me. It is November the 11th, and I didn't know until yesterday about noon that it was supposedly what they call Veterans Day. Monica Schaefer is going to talk about that some on the second or third hour today. But anyway, like I said, November already, coming up to Thanksgiving Day, November the 11th, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. Bless God's heart. Bless Jesus' heart. I'll tell you how he saved me just this past weekend in a few minutes. But yes, we do everything here, including the date. We give the date. We never do leave out the fact that it is directly directed to the birth and death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. And it is the 11th of November of our year of 2023, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2023. But listen, you people, you know, also know what we always do on Blood River Radio after we give the date and stuff like that. We go to a prayer. And I feel especially I owe a lot to God. I really do. So if you will, people, please bow your head while I lead us in prayer. Almighty Father God, you are indeed the Father. You save me every day. You look after me every day, just like you do our whole family here at Blood River in Liberty News. You look after the entire world, even people when they're like me, even while we're sinning, Jesus died on the cross for us. He most certainly did. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing between you and God except you. You're the only barrier you have, people. If anybody out there, if you're miserable, if you're tired of living a sinful life, if you're just tired of being miserable, if you will go and sincerely seek God, seek Jesus Christ, diligently seek him, seriously, and pray to God to save you, he will. He will not turn you down. I can guarantee you that he who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise that God gave, and it's true. And I would like to especially thank God. I have so many things to ask God for. And I don't want to say I'm just me, but as you well know, Lord, I just got through running the hardest marathon I have ever run in my whole life. It was incredibly hard. It was miserable cold. Anything that could go wrong went wrong. And I pray to you, God. I ask after mile three and after mile five, I pray, God, I didn't think I was going to be able to make it, but you stayed with me every foot of the way. And God, you kept me from passing out. You helped me do that marathon. And that's just one of the many tests, God, you have gotten me through in my life. And Lord, I'd like to ask you to bless Blood River, to help us continue to do your work, oh Lord. Bless Liberty News. Bless my family, the Blood River Radio family. Bless little Lizzie and Jay and their whole family. I consider them part of our family. We could not get along without them. But even if we wasn't working with them, oh, Lord, they have been a great blessing to us. They've been a great addition to me and my family here at Blood River. Anyway, Lord, if you will, please continue to stay with us here at Blood River Radio. And please continue to keep showering your wisdom and your courage on us and your grace. And help us continue to battle that old serpent, the devil, Lord. And I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll talk more about that in a minute, about that marathon and how it applies to everyone's life. I can relate it to your life in its heartbeat. People, we always talk about the donors too, and I'd like to think our donor we got since I've come back. We had Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ. He, God Almighty, he's, without Jay-Z, the donors are down now. It's way down. Once again, please don't take this as a call to begging for money. I'm just trying to give credit to try to give my humble appreciation, how much I do appreciate the handful of people that we have that are keeping us on the air. And I would like to get the donations up because there's something I have planned for the Blood River Radio audience, the Blood River Radio family, and also have some operations we want to do. Without that, without money, you just absolutely cannot do that. And before I go, I'm dedicating this broadcast to my precious eldest daughter. She spoils me beyond rotten. I've never heard of anybody as good as she is. And she's my daughter. You may think I'm overblowing it, but I'm not. The only other person I've heard of in her class was her great aunt Dicey. My own mother said that my great aunt Dicey was the best person she had ever seen. She was better than my own grandmother, who was my mother's mother. My daughter's like that. She carries me to New York. She's an expert. She literally knows New York City and that whole five boroughs better than a cab driver. She took care of me every single day. She took me into my hotel room when I had passed out in the floor. I mean, she waited on me hand and foot. She takes me up there. She spends a lot of time and a hell of a lot of money. And even though she has a hard time getting around sometimes for previous injuries, I just cannot tell you how much she did for me, how much I love her. I would die for her in a New York second, as I would the rest of my family. But I'm dedicating this show to my daughter. And, I won't say her name because of, I would definitely have to go to prison because I would make Charles Manson look like Mother Teresa if someone put one hair on the head of any of my family or any of my friends. If you want to see a maniac, if you want to see a real psychopathic murdering maniac, just screw with some of my family, some of my friends, and I'll show you one. Anyway, with that going on, what I've got here, notes right here. We did the donors. Like I said, our donor was Jay-Z from AZ. And with that, we let you know. Quick outline. Let's put my glasses on. We have O'Ran, the Alabama Lone Wolf. Something else, too. I would like to thank our crew, our family. I don't know how they could have done a better piece of work last week. I've just got through listening to the archives today. Like I said, I just got back home from New York. I'm so fuzzy-headed from the new drug and to the wear and tear on that trip. I was up there a week. I've lost track of time. I think it was, I know we got home. We got home Thursday, but we spent Thursday night out with my grandson's, his birthday dinner. But I listened to the rest of the program today, and I may add, it was better with me gone. It was great. That was one of the most, I was sitting there listening just like our listeners would. It was great, fantastic. Rand never missed a beat. He was great. And Lizzie never missed a beat. And Sister Nancy and Sister Monica, man, they killed her. They absolutely knocked her out of the park. I thought Pastor Thomas Robb, I think I underestimated him before. The second part of the second hour, he did a marvelous job. He looks at Christianity a lot of the same ways I look at it. It's there's no ceremony. This is the bombardiers look at Christianity. People, is Jesus Christ plus nothing. If anything else could save you, and this is pretty much what he was saying in a nutshell, then Jesus Christ would not have to come to the world. If being a Mormon or being a Baptist or being a Presbyterian or a Methodist, if any of that would save you, well, then Jesus would have come and sacrificed himself for nothing. So, if people, it is Jesus Christ plus nothing. All else is Judaism. All else is an idol. And I have Catholics. I went to a Catholic church. But the Hail Marys, the rosaries, the holy water, whatever Sam does in his church, whatever the Presbyterians does, it's all, they're make. And I know I get enemies for this, it's, and you're making that stuff an idol. Anything that takes away from Jesus Christ is a stinking idol. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. That's the way I look at it, and that's the way I interpret it from written scripture. I got a little long there, but I'd like to tell you something about this marathon, and the rest of the time is going to be ran. Training, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to relay that why doing something like this is important for our people. You know, I came out of cardiac ICU when I was 60 years old. I'm now 76. I weighed 230 pounds. My blood pressure was 230 over 130. We come back, I'm going to finish telling you about this and why it applies to life and how it can help you people and how it's helped me. Well, I'll be right back in just after this commercial, people, so please hold on.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to try to get back. And I'm not very eloquent, but I'm going to try to tell you why. How running marathons has helped me so much. I would have been dead a long time ago. Like I say, I started running. I was 65 years old when I first ran my very first marathon. I never even ran a 5K in competition. But here's the thing. I just told you how miserable my health was. I was seeing a psychiatrist at the VA, but I was having all kinds of seizures. Supposedly, I have brain damage. And when you go to the VA, if you have seizure medication, I was on this drug called valproic acid, amongst many. It's they administered by a psychiatrist. Plus, I was having some really weird mental stuff, and I was having to see a cardiologist because the heart and off the scale blood pressure. I was seeing a PharmD, a PhD in pharmacology. They're the ones that manage the rat poison, the Coumadin. Used to be the same stuff. They don't make Decon anymore, I don't think. But it's the same drug that goes into the Decon goes into the Coumadin. It extends your blood. I was on five different blood pressure medications. I couldn't sleep. I was afraid to go to sleep. This was years ago. It's just a wreck. An absolute wreck. I was in cardiac ICU. I didn't think I was going to live. Listen, I came from that, and I'm doing this for y'all's benefit. I'm not bragging on me, because I'm going to tell you flat out, I could not have done any of that without God Almighty. So all you atheist people out there, what is that thing? What is that scripture says? He who says there is no God is a fool. Something like, and you are, you really are a fool. If you say there is no God, you need to get on your hands and knees and beg God to save your sorry ass, just like I did. I did it, and it worked for me. But listen, coming from that hell like you can't believe, the mental part was worse than anything. I wouldn't wish it. I'd rather be told I got cancer and going to die in 30 days and have to go through the mental crap I was going through. So I'm not going to say just running alone, but became a Christian 2.5 months before my 62nd birthday. And I'm kind of like Michael Tubbs said he was. I'm kind of a piss poor Christian. Could be better. But you know what? That doesn't matter because I'm not saved by something I do. I'm saved by the grace of God through faith, at least my good works. not by good works, at least a man brag. It says something like this. You are saved by grace through faith, not works, least any man should boast. You can't do anything to get saved. I don't care what anybody tells you. It's strictly by the grace of God that saves you. So it's how he saved me. And I promised God when I was in cardiac ICU, when I was 60 years old, I would try to turn my soul around if he wouldn't kill me. So I started running. I started walking first and started running, and I became an avid runner. And it's had incredible benefits for me. God uses running. He uses like he uses good, healthy food. But people, I'm telling you this. If you will pick a goal out and you start trying to get in a best physical condition you can, at least good condition, good physical condition. But because the time is coming real soon, I believe, and I'm sure Rand will back me up on this, that your life may depend on being able to walk out of the city you live in. I was thinking about that when I was in New York. I was thinking, I wonder how many miles a person would have to walk out of New York to get out in the country. Probably 100 miles. But not only would it benefit you every day to get in good condition, the time is coming where your life is going to depend on you being able to walk, being able to run, being able to fight for your life. Not only that, it will change you, if like it did me, into a neurotic, psychotic, near-blood nut where I couldn't sleep without medication and seeing things, not nightmares, but just being afraid to go to sleep because just morbid, I'm morbid. Fear of impending doom. Every waking moment was I had this horrible impending doom feeling. I went through all that to now. You know, I guess I'm as close to perfect health you can get, except for this cardiac arrhythmia I've been having, and I'm going to get that fixed. But listen, pick out something that you think you cannot do. Ask God to help you and never give up. It could be marathons. It needs to involve aerobics. The young people call it cardio, but there's no such thing as cardio. It's called aerobics. It has to do with getting oxygen to the cells of your body. Nothing would be better than running in marathons or half marathons, but you need to also combine strength-building exercises with it. But if you will do that, not only will it get you ready for the oncoming, the soon-to-be revolution, I don't know how violent it's going to be, just if you look over in Palestine to quote or paraphrase Rand from last week, we're all going to be Palestinians if these Jews win. And make no mistake, the United States is a Jewish country. The United States and Israel is one and the same. It's the same way it was back in the colonial days when England controlled the United States. Now we're controlled by a bunch of Christ-killing Christ-hating Jews. They control this country, and they want to. And there's nothing they want more than to have you dead. And it would tickle them to death for you to get to weigh 400 pounds, get diabetes and high blood pressure. So my message to you, to be as gentle as I can, get off your lazy ass and do something to help yourself and get in good shape. And I'm saying that as a father or grandfather. I'm 76 years old, and I want all of our people to get as healthy as you can, get as good a shape as you can, to not only to escape in a situation you have to fight or flight in the coming revolution, but for your mental health. It's good. You enjoy it. It could be, listen, boxing, karate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, weightlifting. Anyway, with that, folks, I'm going to shut up now. That marathon taught me a lot about myself. Each one of them, I learned something. It teaches me that I can do things that I didn't think I could do with the help of God, because that was the hardest damn marathon I've ever had. I froze damn near to death. I got like hypothermia. I got sick afterwards from being so cold. It was my fault. I didn't carry any clothes. I thought it was going to be hot. Thin running shirt, short sleeve shirt, and I froze to death. I picked a toboggan up off one of the big bridges that people had thrown down. The people that had sense enough to carry clothes. I picked that toboggan up and put it on myself, got it. And I wish I could have got a jacket now, but I didn't. Oh, I froze. I cannot tell you how cold I was. I got so cold I couldn't think. Anyway, so don't do like I do. If you do get ready to do this stuff, anytime you go outside, be prepared. Take some clothes. But that marathon helped me a lot. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. If you ever run a marathon and you finish it, it'll change your life forever. Anyway, so much for that. I guess I hope I didn't butcher that. I'm trying to give you all a pep talk. Anyway, back to you. What do you got? What do you got for us, the Alabama Lone Wolf, Mr. Rand?
Well, good to have you back, Brother Eddie, and I appreciate the kind words that you said about last week's show. I appreciate that a whole lot. It means a lot to me, coming from you. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to discuss the topic that we was able to discuss for basically 2 hours last week, and then even a little bit into the third hour, thanks to Sister Monica. I'd like to say this one more time.
I've never heard a better broadcast. You did. I think you did flawlessly. I could not have done a better job. Probably couldn't have done as well as you did. That's the God's truth. And because you know how bad I am about forgetting stuff from one segment to the next. And our guest, Monica and Nancy, they're always good. They may have been better than they ever were. The guests were great. It was a fabulous program. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to it. Now, I don't want to take up any more of your space, dear brother. And listen, one of the blessings I have, God has blessed me. God has allowed me to be a part of Rand and Nancy, excuse me, and Monica and Jean. They have allowed me to be a part of them, and God has brought me into their life and them into our life. And I'm hoping that we can, as a group, we can benefit the people who are listening to us, and I hope we can teach them something by the grace of God. I hope God can impart knowledge in us, and we can pass it on. With that, I'm passing on the mic back to you, dear brother, Alabama Lone Wolf.
That goes hand in hand, Brother Eddie, And like you just said, I hope last week that, if the listeners that had interest in that topic, I hope it was informative to them. And maybe if someone wasn't interested in that topic beforehand, maybe it created some interest. So I don't know. But anyway, praise the Lord for it. And thank you, Eddie. And, you know, talking about being in shape, brother, you know, you're exactly right. When you're in shape, you can just have a whole lot better quality of life. Just from being in shape, you can do more. You can go more places. You can feel better. You know, mentally, you feel better by about yourself when you're in good shape. But I hear the music. We'll come back in a moment.
Be right back, folks.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. New this Saturday, negotiations underway for a potential deal to free some of the hostages being held by Hamas terrorists right now in Gaza. About 240 people, mostly Israelis, being held since they were kidnapped at gunpoint on October 7th during the terrorist attack at the music festival and at various kibbutzes near the Israeli-Gaza border, where 1,200 Jews were slaughtered, some shot in the head, others beheaded, their homes set on fire. A hospital in Gaza City, Al-Quds, reportedly almost out of fuel and may not be able to operate much longer as the war rages on. It's believed Hamas operating underneath hospitals in the region. The United Nations estimates more than 1 million Gaza residents displaced during Israel's war to wipe out Hamas. Saudi Arabia hosting an emergency summit of Arab leaders in Riyadh this weekend. Back here in the United States, the military raising the age for Americans to join, as there are huge issues in recruitment under the Biden administration, USA's Corey Myers reports.
Now's your chance to join the Air Force or Space Force. Both branches of the military are raising the maximum age applicants can enlist to 42, a bump up of 3 years from the previous age of 39. Most branches of the U.S. military are having trouble recruiting, with all but the Marines missing their recruiting goals last year. I'm Corey Myers.
And a look now at the week ahead. President Biden scheduled to meet with the president of China here in the United States. The location picked, San Francisco, where city leaders are busy relocating the homeless who have occupied the city living in tents, and they're busy clearing out drug addicts who shoot up around the clock. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom, just back from a week-long meeting in China, admits the cleanup is ongoing. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Naked Merciless Force, that's the name of the game. People, I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to give this to all my Baptist friends out there, all my Judeo-Christians, all you virgin whores. I'm going to ask you this, and then I'm going to go to Rand and get Rand to tell you what we're talking about. If the Jews, hey, I live in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm a St. Jude hero. If the Jews were to come in and bomb and strafe St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and strafe and machine gun the parents and the doctors and the nurses that were trying to get the children out of the hospital to evacuate them to a place that was not being bombed. And they did the same thing 2 miles away to Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. If they were bombing that hospital and they knew it and they confessed and said, yeah, we know it's a hospital. We know we're killing several hundred children. But we've heard that there was five Hamas in there. The Hamas is hiding in there. So, what would you, my Judeo-Christians, I dare you to call in. Please, God, one of you stinking Baptists, call in here. And I'm a recovering Baptist. I won't be too rough on you. Call in and tell me why it's okay for a person to bomb a children's hospital and machine gun the kids and the parents coming out, the doctors coming out. Tell me why you think that's okay, if these people are chosen enough. And I'm going to go to Rand. Rand's going to explain all this stuff. Go ahead, Rand.
Yeah, Eddie. I mean, those Jews, the Israeli Jews, continue to bomb facilities over there that most definitely shouldn't be military targets. It'd be the same as bombing St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis. They're bombing children's hospitals. They're shooting people. They're gunning women and children down trying to flee those hospitals. People getting in and out of ambulances. They're shooting them. They're bombing tent cities over there, killing innocents discriminately. And don't look like anybody's going to do anything about it. But, you know, certainly don't look at any of the leadership, any of the legislators, or not many of them anyway, to say anything about what's going on over there. Because I'm going to give you an example. Americans, and y'all listen to me, Americans, for the most part, like killing babies. They like,
yes.
They like infanticide. Just this past Tuesday, there was a off-term election in four states. And one of the states was in Pennsylvania, where they put Dan McCaffrey, longtime pro-abortionist, they put him on the Supreme Court in the state of Pennsylvania. You've got this, the Democrats in Virginia. The Republicans had kind of beat their chest about how they was going to turn things around, where the exact opposite happened. And the Democrats swept the legislative elections over there. And you know how they did it? They did it after campaigning on abortion rights. It was on news clips where they bragged about campaigning for abortion rights. So what I'm trying to get at here is, you know, they did away with Roe versus Wade. They put it on the states. And then you got states like even Ohio who voted on this. It was Amendment 1. Issue one was what it was called. And what it did, it made abortion a constitutional right in the state of Ohio. And I think Ohio voted for Trump like 53-55%. Well, in this election in Ohio on this amendment one issue, which was about constitutionalizing abortion, they voted in favor 60-40. It actually said, one news clip said, it appears that the issue one has passed constitutionally, enshrining the right of Ohioans to make decisions about abortion. 60% now this is my words, that was what the news clip said, but you got 60% of the voters in Ohio that said, okay, let's make it easier, it's okay, make it easier to kill babies, to continue to kill babies. Now, you got to think about, is Ohio only 40% Christian? I don't know the answer to that, but most likely you've got a lot of these, as Brother Eddie was just calling out, the Baptists and these Judeo-Christians, you've got a lot of them that probably voted for it, you know? They probably voted for it because they worried about their teenage daughter or something, you know? You know, they want to do it in secret, but they deep down, they probably voted for it in case, you know, something come up in their family that they might need to kill a baby, you know, so they went and voted for it and stood with it, you know. So that just goes to show you, that gets down to the soul of our country. So I'm going to say that at least, I'm going to say over 2/3 of our leadership in Washington don't have a problem with killing a baby. I'm going to say probably 55-60% of Americans, it could be higher than that, they don't have a problem we're killing a baby right here in the good old USA. Well, they surely not going to have a problem with bombing women and children thousands and thousands of miles away when to speak out and be against it would be totally against the grain when you got ever Tom, Dick, and Jerry wanting to say stand for Israel. I mean, it's everybody. It's all the governors. It's Trump. That's another thing. All you Trump folks, Trump my hind end. Trump said himself he was the, this is a little bit off topic, he said himself he was the most LGBTQI, all that crap president there ever was. He's the most Jewish president that we've had. So don't tell me about Trump either. They're all in for Israel. And you know what could stop that bombing right now overnight? If the United States pulled out those submarines and those warships that they got sitting over there, if they took them out and they said, Netanyahu, we're fixing to leave. You're fixing to have to stop this. We're going to have to do this a different way, but something's got to come to a stop. They don't want to stop it. They don't want to stop it. But that would stop it because you got enough. Those Arab countries, for the most part, other than Turkey and Iran, they're not capable of doing much about it. Egypt, Syria, probably Jordan, they're not really capable of doing much about it. Even Iran's not really capable of doing much about it to stop it. But Turkey does. And I think even whether the United States pulls out or not, Turkey, well, Erdogan's already said, we're going to show up at the door of Gaza one night. And I think that's what you're going to see happen. I think you're going to see the Turks. Because, you know, the Turks used to be the part of the Turkish Empire. So Erdogan, deep down in his heart and soul, he probably thinks, that's his any daggum way. So, and he's done a good bit of hardline talking against it. And if you get all those Muslim countries over there together, United States there or not, it could get very messy or a lot messier than what it is. But, you know, we said this on the show a couple of weeks ago, I guess, but no country in the world could get away with bombing an open concentration camp the way that place is over there, not able to defend themselves, nowhere to go to safety, and just killing them indiscriminately. Nobody else in the world could get away with it. And I hope that for not much longer, that those daggum Jew Israelis can get away with it much longer.
Boy, you nailed it, Rand. Man, I tell you what, you're on fire, brother. You covered just about every point. You most certainly did. And
let me say one thing, brother, sure. And I'll give it right.
No, you go ahead. You're doing great. I don't want to interrupt you.
Let's all remember about the abortion issue. Let's remember this, that abortion, that's a Jewish value. Don't never forget it. That's a Jewish value, abortion is. They love killing babies. They love it.
Yes, they do. And because, you know what, Rand? Because, and before I forget, I'd like to remind our people, I hear the music. We got to go to a break. As soon as we come back, I'll respond to what you said. I'd like to remind our people, I'm sure they know, this is no longer the United States. This country, this is Israel. It has been for a long time, and I will explain that when we come back. Be right back, people.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
I gave you power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Hey, folks, Jock Huey, you can't hear that enough. Real power, any power. You can't, it's, you're never going to ask someone to give you power. You got to take it. He's absolutely right. If we're ever going to get any relief from this so-called stinking government, we don't have a government. We're under the thumb of the Jews. Like I said before the break, and I know you people know this, we don't live in the United States anymore. We're a colony of Israel. This country here is Israel. Rand pointed out a minute ago, Nancy told me, there's not one stinking congressman, I don't believe. Even their so-called, their precious, who that woman from Georgia, what's her damn name? She's supposed to be some kind of a, Nancy will talk about her coming on the second hour. Marjorie Taylor Greene? She's a stinking Jew sellout. Don't believe all that crap. Don't believe all that facade, that choreography. Oh, I'm going to be independent. No, when I tell you what, each and every stinking one of them bends their knees for the Jews. For fear of the Jews. They all do. But before I go any further, I want to read. We get text messages from my beloved family. Here's a couple of them I got to send to. I want our people to know. This came from Biscuit. Biscuit is a hardcore lover of Blood River. He's one of us, really. We can't say who he is because he supports us with money. Here's what Biscuit said about the broadcast while I was gone last week. He says, Eddie, please extend to Rand my compliments on the fantastic, excuse me, y'all, the fantastic job that he and the Blood River Radio family did while you're running the marathon. What a great, he got that in capital letters, what a great crew that you've assembled. Well, they assembled me too. But anyway, because they hadn't deserted me yet. And then he says, no quarter. That's our motto here, no quarter. Thank you so much, Biscuit. God bless you, Biscuit. I'm going to read another one he sent. He said, great job for the marathon. You must be worn out. Then he says, here he goes right here. This is the latest one. I'm going to read this because I like to read our donors' messages sometimes. Not every one of them. He says, hello, Eddie. I've been having to drive to the post office to collect my mail because it's against postal regulations to have a bungee cord on a mailbox lid. I just made my mail run and received the book that you sent me. It appears to be your own personal copy, and you studied it. Wait, that's the wrong one. Let's see. Well, anyway, I'll finish reading this one. It appears that you studied it. It's been annotated. I greatly appreciate it. The sacrifice. Well, here's the one I wanted to read right here. Is here we go. This is the latest one. This is one I really wanted to read. This is from Biscuit. Hello, Eddie. It's been a long week. Work has been being more of a pain in the butt than usual. The Jews' harvest, he nailed this, the Jews' harvest, war and death, that's in parentheses, that's their harvest, the Jews' harvest, war and death, seems to accelerate by the day. It seems like more bad news at every turn. In spite of it all, I can't help but feel good this morning. God is still in charge. The coffee tastes good. I've been invited to spend the afternoon with my old buddy and his family, and I can't wait to see them. Blood River Radio has never been stronger. The Bombardier brand napalm is hotter and more accurate on the hard right by far. The Blood River Radio co-hosts, crew, and guests are second to none, all in parentheses. I plan to enjoy this day and can't wait to listen to the archive in the morning. No constitution, no civility, no compromise, and no quarter. Give them the black flag. Thank you so much, Biscuit. There'd be no Black Flag Radio without you, dear brother. Anyway, I wanted to read those because we could not go without our donors and without our listeners. We just couldn't do it. And I can never give them enough credit. But anyway, Rand, I would like to say you did a marvelous job in that last segment. But you're absolutely, and you hit every point. You're right. The people in this country here, we haven't been a Christian nation for quite some time, as you well know. And you pointed out, if for no other reason, because these people, they can't kill babies fast enough. These Jews and Satan, the Jews being, they're the officer corps of their father, the devil. They love to kill. It's in their Jewish Talmud. They love to rape babies. That's in their Jewish Talmud. They love to kill Gentiles. That's in their Jewish Talmud. And I'll repeat something that I think Monica said last week. And if it wasn't her, we'd probably done it before. And I know you know it, Rand. The Jews, here's what they say. And I wish our precious Baptist brothers, God, I wish they'd wake up. And when I say Baptist, that's a generic term for Judeo-Christian. Virgin whore. Judeo-Christian, virgin whore, same as the same. Yeah, you know what? Saying you're a Judeo-Christian, that's like saying, I'm a prostitute. I'm in a New Orleans whorehouse. And I've been a prostitute for 15 years. I'm about running the course. I'm kind of getting old. But I've been a prostitute. I've been a virgin prostitute working in this whorehouse for 15 years. That's the same thing as saying you're a Judeo-Christian. You can't be a Jew and a Christian. You can either be a Jew or a Christian. But the two are mutually canceling out. I mean, Duran, these people, don't they know? The Jews are the one that killed Jesus Christ. They hate Jesus Christ. They've been hating him since before they even kicked out of heaven. Their father, the devil, the Lucifer, that great serpent, he hates Jesus Christ. His followers hate Jesus Christ. It's for no other reason I keep hammering that. I cannot for the life of me, Rand, understand why these dumbass Judeo-Christians cannot get them through their head. You know what's something else, Rand? I'm gonna go back to you. Have you seen one politician anywhere, state level, county level, city level, especially in the federal level, or any of these mega churches? John Hagee, this MacArthur dude. There's name it. Pick your mega church Christian. Has any of them come out and said, "Please stop the killing in the Middle East"? Plot and tell these Jews. To the Jews, say, Jews, please stop bombing children's hospitals. Please stop machine gunning little children that are being treated for cancer. Let's just say it's St. Jude. I'd like to ask this again. All you Judeo-Christians, please call in. I'll pay you. I'll send you a $50 check if you'll call in here, if you're a Judeo-Christian. But you got to prove you're a Judeo-Christian. I need a copy of your membership card and debate us on this issue. Are you okay with us going in here and taking flamethrowers and roasting children alive in Le Bonheur Children's Hospital here in Memphis, and St. Jude Children's Priest Hospital, or the Veterans Hospital, old veterans? Are you okay with Jews coming in there and killing those because there is an anti-Semite? They said, well, there was three anti-Semites in St. Jude Children's Priest Hospital, so we bombed the damn thing to the ground. And just in case one of those 3 years old that came out of there smoking on fire, just in case he might have been a son of Hamas, we machine gunned him too. So, Rand, my question is to you, have you seen a single preacher anywhere, these mega preachers online, condemn the Jews' mass murder? And like I heard Sister Nancy say, it's not a damn war. When you have Jews with the most modern fighter bombers, loaded with cluster bombs and napalm, the most modern weapons of death available, with modern tanks, modern machine guns, modern armor, going against Palestinians with rocks against 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old. That's not a war. That's mass murder. And these Jews want to talk about their stinking Holocaust, man. So anyway, Iran, I know I'm probably getting sidetracked because I'm getting a little bit pissed. Have you heard any damn preacher condemn that? Back to you, Rand.
No, absolutely not. No legislators, no senators. Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, he did say that when you started picking sides in that situation, that it got real messy, and they give him total hell just for taking, if you want to call that a stance, but just for saying those words. But we know why. We know why, Eddie. It's because of the power and the influence of the Jewish lobby, the influence they have. Any of those politicians know that if they don't go along with whatever that Jewish lobby wants to come about, that their days are numbered over there. That they're not going to be around long if they don't. And nobody, for one thing, Biden, he's out of the picture. And you got people like Blinken and John Kirby and Jake Sullivan going over there. Netanyahu's not going to pay any attention to those people. Netanyahu is out of control, but at the same time, he is in total control, looks like to me. Not only does Netanyahu have power and control in Israel, he controls the United States too, it looks like, because it looks like
exactly
is willing to go wherever he wants to go, wherever Netanyahu wants to take this thing, whether it's into all-out nuclear war or what. Excuse me. It looks like to me that the United States is ready to follow right along with him. And that's dangerous, very dangerous.
Exactly. You know,
what makes it more dangerous, brother? It's because I think Netanyahu knows that he's got to win this thing. If he backs down, it's over for him. So it's do or die for them, I think.
I'll tell you what. It's almost like you mentioned Netanyahu and any of these other Jewish leaders. It's almost like that they have our so-called American representatives. That's an oxymoron. We have no representatives. Like I said, this is all. There's just a body of water separating the continent of United States with Israel, but it's all the same country. This country here was taken over years and years and years ago, probably around 1917, or before that. But and you said something that's really scary. They're allowed, and I've asked our representatives. Are you really willing to go to an all-out atomic war, an all-out nuclear war over, I used to ask them that, over the Ukraine. Now it's switched over here to Israel. And yes, they are.
What's the daggum Jews got on them? Why would they go that far? I mean, they don't do anything for us except demoralize us. Attack us from all angles, conquer and divide and conquer. They do nothing for the United States, and yet you've got all the country seems like willing to stand with Israel. Stand.
You know what, Rand? You know what I don't understand? I would have thought a long time before now we would see mass sabotage, because you know what? We have to have a lot of Arabs, a lot of Muslims, a lot of Palestinians, Syrians, and people that hate, that actually hate, even people that aren't Muslims, that hate what the United States is doing. I thought we'd already have mass terrorist attacks here, blowing up bridges, blowing up oil refineries, blowing up railroad tracks. Well, that ran, hey, we're going to have to go to the second, we're going to transition to the second hour, folks. So me and Rand, we'll see you in a few minutes with Sister Nancy and Sister Braveheart. Be right back, people.